From the Skywards News Center, I'm Rafael Torres. The Georgina Chamber of Commerce congratulated York-Durham MP Jacob Mantle on the grand opening of his new constituency office in Sutton. The celebration at 120 High Street was attended by local officials, including Georgina Mayor Margaret Quirk, along with councillors Charlene Biggerstaff and Lee Dale. The new office will provide residents in the riding with access to federal services and supports. The town of East Gwillimbury has announced that nominations for the 2026 municipal and school board elections will be open from May 1st to August 21st. Eligible residents interested in running for council or trustee positions must file their nominations in person at the Civic Center, meeting requirements such as identification, fees, and for council candidates, at least 25 endorsement signatures. Officials say the election offers community members a chance to help shape local services, like roads, parks, and infrastructure, through council decision-making. A new report from Carleton University's Charity Insights Canada project says about half of charities nationwide are struggling to find enough volunteers, highlighting a growing crisis in the sector. Programs like Wheels of Hope, which provides rides to cancer patients, says demand has surged since the pandemic, while volunteer numbers have not fully recovered, leaving urgent gaps in communities across Simcoe County. Organizers warn the shortage can directly impact access to care, as some patients may miss treatments without reliable transportation. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Rafael Torres.